There's a lot of momentum this Oscar season, it turns out, associated with the Oscar-nominated songs as well. While they are an interesting crop of pop tunery and indie intensity, and there's a bit of a scandal, there is one solid favorite. John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck on our partner station WNYC, actually follows these Academy Awards for songs closely as something of a gauge of where pop music is right now. John, welcome back.
Good to see you, John.
So, fan walks into a musician's office, right? Sees an Oscar on the shelf, goes, wow, you won an Oscar. Musician walks into a musician's office, sees there's an Oscar on the shelf, and goes, so you didn't win a Grammy. Is that basically how we are to interpret the Oscar song category? What's it all about?
Well, you know, it is within the music industry, I would say a Grammy occupies pride of place.
Higher on the shelf.
But, you know, there is nothing wrong with having a little Oscar up there on the mantelpiece as well. And certainly the four eligible nominees for Best Song are really going to be hoping that they walk off with a statue.
Because what does it do for sales? What is the impact?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because at least one of the songs that has been nominated is a bona fide hit and is not going to really get much of a boost sales-wise because there's nowhere else to go.
Right.
Talking about Pharrell's song Happy. For the others, you know, it's just... it's a kind of affirmation of the importance of music outside of the traditional Hollywood scoring for a songwriter who is, in all probability, a newcomer to the Academy.
All right, well, let's begin with the one that you just mentioned, Pharrell Williams, from Despicable Me 2, the song Happy. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. My kids know this song.
Everybody knows
this
song. This song is not just a bona fide hit. It's kind of a cultural moment. The video, the 24-hour Happy video that Pharrell Williams put together, is getting millions of YouTube views, and the official 4-minute video is like up to almost 80 million views. So, you know, this thing is a juggernaut.
Another movie which has a certain amount of cultural significance, I mean, how are we to evaluate falling in love with your own operating system, right? The movie Her. The Moon Song here, performed by Karen O. I'm lying on the moon. My dear, I'll be there soon.
This is a great moment for kind of hipster culture. You know, you have Karen O, lead singer of the indie rock band Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and it was co-written with Spike Jonze, the director. So it's a lovely moment, and I think in this case, the nomination will be the prize.
You two performed and wrote the song for Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. Blockbuster bit of history. The movie didn't do so well at the Oscars, but the song's up for a nomination. We can't fall any further if we can't feel ordinary love, and we cannot reach any higher if we can't deal with ordinary love. Do big rock acts have a good record at the Oscars?
You know, there's always the chance that the Academy will vote for the name they recognize. And U2, having been around since 1979, a certain amount of cachet.
Worked for Elton John.
Yeah, it certainly has. I mean, you know, the Golden Globes, they loved this song, but this is not the Golden Globes.
Well, the Oscars don't give award for U2-ness. It's for something else. It seems to me that this song is the major competition for Happy and Despicable Me 2. It's from the Disney movie Frozen. Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door. Very pop. Very Titanic. Very...
And it's got the Disney imprimatur. I mean, Idina Menzel, huge hit on Broadway, Wicked, and coming back in the spring in a new musical. She is not the only one to sing this song in the soundtrack. Demi Lovato sings it elsewhere in the film. And there are some, myself included, who think this is by no means the best song in the soundtrack, which has some great stuff.
I agree with you. I actually agree with you.
But if I were a Las Vegas bookmaker, this would be my odds-on favorite for the Oscar.
And no possibility of contention because it was disqualified. Tell us a little bit about the controversy over
it. Well, you know, when the initial list of five songs came out, there were the four we've talked about,
yep.
All of them well-known musical names, maybe not in Hollywood, but certainly in
sure.
the music world. And then there was this song called Alone Yet Not Alone, apparently from a film of the same name. I'd never heard of the film, and it turned out nobody had heard of the film. And I was wondering, how did this even get nominated? It turns out that the composer, Bruce Broughton, was a former governor of the Academy and in charge of the music division. So there was something that didn't smell quite right there. And the Academy quickly did a little investigating and decided that the composer had done some irregular vote getting, let's say.
But we will play it just for the heck of it.
I'm alone, yet not alone. God's the light that will guide me home.
That's enough of that. I think it's about, it wasn't disqualified, though, for that, right?
It was not disqualified for musical reasons, rather for procedural ones.
I see. Well, John Schaefer made the best song win, right?
I would like the best song to win. I believe it's going to be Let It Go from Frozen.
Host of Soundcheck on our partner station WNYC, John Schaefer, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.